Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, this is your Captain Poodle speaking.
Are you ready to find love?
Hello, ladies.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you. Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key. To love. It's reality gates, let's love.
Fucking fired up! Wow! I mean, woo!
Otherwise known as drunk.
There was a woman here who was literally doing jazz hands to our song.
That is good.
I am inspired.
Welcome to a Reality Gaze podcast show.
Yes.
I mean,
I see 98% women and 2% scared men.
Scared men.
So I welcome you.
Well, this is a shock. This might look like an accessibility ramp, but what you don't know, we finally have a playpen for Poodle's playpen.
Well,
actually, I was contacted today by the city authorities.
Oh, of Somerville.
Saying, of Somerville,
Somerville.
Actually. Boy, mean, nasty Republican town. Who knew? The snapping turtles that I ordered from Amazon.
Oh, you do like it when they snap at their balls, yes.
It broke some animal trafficking
thing. Yeah, yeah.
And anyway, so if I'm not going to get real snapping turtles, I'm not doing the playpen.
Yeah.
So
I guess if you're not a Kennedy, you can't get anything in this state.
No, exactly.
God.
Line up along the back. There will be a line, gentlemen. Your women brought you here for a reason. So you just need to go ahead and...
There's a gym across the way. It's basically a gay club.
It doesn't take long. You just have to hit me in the side of the hip with a 57 Chevy about 10 times.
It looks like his phone case, if some of you have commented on Instagram yesterday. We're going to talk about that. Don't you worry. Don't... You worry.
Okay, I don't know why my phone flares out at the side like that.
It is like it's a Bob Fosse, like.
But people just wanted to read my fucking phone for shit.
Because it looks like shit.
Now, I will say, it is old.
How much did you?
Because I don't like to spend money on things.
Where did you buy it? Nomaza?
I bought it at Nomaza, where I buy everything. The House of Nomaza.
And it was
the Couture House of Nomaza, Amazon. And I think it's oversized anyway, but I was like, I'm not returning it. I already paid money for it. Why would I do that? Jay Bird, am I made of money?
Don't look at your grinder. Now, I'm seeing a lot of solo sissy stickers out there, right?
We love solo sissies.
Yes, if you don't know, in the back, over by the merch, we have some stickers. So if you're here alone and you want to make friends, put on that sticker. And if you're a straight man, just put it right there on your finger. Right there. And then we'll know you're willing and able. Because I'm able.
It doesn't matter anyway.
I'm able.
At the end of the day.
I'm able.
Your woman either or just brought you here.
Yes,
so that's how little she respects you.
That's true.
And your wishes.
Now, who has been to a reality gay show before? Show of hands.
Yes!
Okay, show of hands. Who's been to, is this your second show? Okay, keep them up. Who's done three? Who's done four? Anybody four? We have a four and a four.
Oh, you're the one we got a restraining order against.
A four?
Yeah.
Oh. Who's done five? Five?
Wow.
Anybody else? Congratulations. You get...
Hello, my name's Kimberly. And today I want to tell you about my secret special body splash. It's called Super Blossom Body Splash by Kimberly. When you wear this, you smell like Jasmine, San Diego, a regrettable son, and a super fan. So congratulations.
When you can finally be a potential.
Y'all, also, don't open that or spray it in a room that's less than 500 feet. Because that thing circulated in my apartment like measles. I couldn't go anywhere in my apartment without smelling that for days.
I kind of like it.
It is horrendous.
I like it, but Kimberly and I have the same birthday, so I don't know. Maybe we like things. It is a year old, though, so I don't know how that lasted. That's from last tour,
It turned off after like 2 months.
Yeah.
So
it's just going to smell like old water.
What is that?
You know old water. You can tell.
I don't know what that means.
Yes, you know old water. Yes, people's clothes sometimes smell like it when they don't dry them in the wash. Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, we got to get going because we don't have a lot of time.
I'm not going to fight you about old water.
No. We got to go. I told Poodle, we don't have a lot of time because Aunt Peggy called me today to tell me, Matthew, the locusts are coming. I think it's going to be the rapture soon. Are you ready? I said, what? At the bugs. And she said, oh, yeah, the time.
The locusts are coming because of fucking climate change.
Yeah.
It's because of because your town, like makes oil. That's why.
It is.
Literally,
it
there's
oil.
A fucking oil plant in your town.
There is. There is. That's why everybody gets cancer.
It's not funny, but it kind of is.
It is. Yeah. It's not.
Y'all, I don't know how many people saw us on social media trying to fucking get here. First of all, it's a bitch to fly to Boston. It's a really long flight.
Channy told me the first day Mercury retrograde was going to fuck me.
I think she underestimated.
I think she did.
So if you were watching, you might think when you say, oh, my flight's delayed, that's like an hour, 2 hours. It started off that morning with a 3 hour delay.
Which we luckily got a text at like 5 a.m. when I was
waking
up.
And I just went back to bed.
And we just went and we were kind of like, great, we're going to leave at 10 a.m., get there at 7. That's when we wanted to fly anyway.
We get there. We get there. It's like your flight's been delayed until 12. So sorry. Then the hours click by.
It's like a grinder hookup with a really hot guy, and you know that you have no chance. But they're okay if they spit on you a lot, so that you think that you're going to end up hooking up.
What? Where's the lie?
Are you coming? And they're like, yeah, I'll be right there. Hold on, I just have to walk my roommate's dog. I'll be right there.
Oh,
one more
the worst.
Hour.
They're like, oh, wait, it's one more hour. And you're like, it's 3 a.m. Has he forgotten about me? Yes.
Yes,
he has.
Yes.
No, here's the thing. He found someone hotter.
Yeah, that's what happened. That's what
Sorry.
Happened. That's
Sorry.
What happened.
But you're saying but every gay guy's like, that's what happened.
That's true.
That's what happened.
Yeah, that's true.
I did it last night.
Yeah.
Or it's when you're jerking off a guy, and it's just like,
your hand is getting that
family
kinda,
show.
Like your fingers start getting numb. It's not even tired. Like, ow. And you're like, how are you not able to come yet? Like, that's what it felt like being it at the airport that entire day. And then, but it turned out, like, you're just humoring them at one point. You're just looking around the room.
Oh.
Wondering, you're like, oh, that's a nice, that's a lovely, lovely armoire. Oh.
Is that original crown molding? Wow. Wow. Oh, your mom looks just like you.
And at one point, you're just like thinking of all the prime numbers you can.
Yeah.
Just, is that divisible by 7?
49, who knew?
And at one point, you're actively doing it to hurt him,
yeah.
too.
You're just trying to squeeze it. Like you're milking the skin of an eggplant off, but you want to keep the innards, you know?
And then they take it off and they go, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to come tonight. I'm like, duh!
Duh. You're like, I thought so. Sorry, straight.
This poor straight man
sitting in the second row is just like, fuck. That's what bile tastes like.
It's like phantom pain when you have to have, like, when you have a leg amputated. I'm like, ow.
Okay. All right.
I'm a World War I veteran
all
of a sudden.
Yeah, World War I veteran.
Anyway, it took us a really long time to get here.
We took off
but
at 9.
We're here.
It is. We're here.
12 and a half hour delay.
Yeah.
That's the longest delay I've ever experienced.
But I got to sit by Jujubee.
That's longer than this.
It was great. Yeah. Jujubee and I are friends now.
No, she wants you're
me to,
not.
Yeah, she wants me to go. She told me all about the workings of Drag Race, if RuPaul was nice or not, if the lip syncs were. She didn't tell me any of that. She went to sleep. But we did talk for a good 5 minutes. She was very nice.
She even said, wait, are you crazy? You sent me messages before.
I said, I did send you Instagram messages before.
Y'all, this bitch will send messages to everybody.
I want celebrities to know they're doing good stuff and it matters to people.
Like, we're talking big people.
What?
They will message. And I'm
people
like,
message
you're
me
such
back.
Such a fucking loser.
Charisma Carpenter from Buffy messages me back. That's how I met Aaron from Hometown Now messages me back.
Can you just imagine? She's like, I love you so much. Please message me back.
Yeah.
I know we'd be friends.
Yeah.
If I could roll my eyes further, I would.
I know. You would.
All the way to Dorchester.
You also probably saw that Poodle left his phone in the Uber again last night.
Okay, let me explain to you.
There's not an explanation
for
this.
Let me explain
to
you what happens. When I'm in an Uber, I get a false sense of security. Like, I'm being driven, and I don't need to, like, I'm safe. And I kind of, also, I just eaten lasagna on the North
That's
End.
That's it. Oh,
and so I had, I was in my pasta, like, high. And I'd had, like, 2 martinis. And the way I put my phone down, and when it's time to get out, I'm like, okay, this ride's over. This person wants me to go.
I think you were bitching about the street being bumpy or something like that. So you were agitated. So you were like, this street did. And then you said something like, this place is a fucking dump. And you get your. He meant the road,
say,
not Bob, but like that.
I did say, how do people live on these roads?
That's what you said. That's what he said. Historic?
Like, Ben Franklin paved that?
Yeah.
It's not historic if it's from 1970.
Yeah.
He just paved over the cow.
There you go.
There you go.
Like, I'm like, so I get sciatica from history?
It's true. This is a very beautiful city, I have to say.
I love it here.
We do love it here.
With hot guys. And if you go on Grindr, all of them are discreet. So,
yeah,
a lot of faceless profiles.
Yeah.
Don't know what that says, but I'm into it.
By the way, you still haven't responded to my Venmo request for the $100 that I paid the Uber driver. I'm waiting.
I will gladly pay you.
Yeah,
Thursday.
No, you're paying me back for that. I mean, he didn't miss a beat. He's like, it's going to be really long, man. I've got a long night. And then, and you know what? I thought, what would Chelsea Marr do? because Amar would get it done. And I just said, how about I give you this $100 of cash in my pocket? And he said, I'll be right there. And I said, yes, because that's the way Amar does it. Don't fuck with Amar.
And like all of us, who wouldn't sell anything they have for $100 at the last minute?
That's true. Amen.
You know what? I think it's time to do the podcast.
I think it is time to do the podcast.
Listen.
Oh, God.
He has no idea what I programmed. Here, sit down. Yo, just experience. I love you, JK. Okay, it's actually kind of good.
Oh, I like
it. Listen. Who knew this bitch could sing reggaeton?
We got to work on our chantel
clan,
twerk.
Clan, 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 clan.
Ooh, it makes me feel like Ricky Martin.
You have no fucking idea what this is. Ricky Martin never did. Okay, Gary, handle it up.
Thank you.
Give it up for Gary tonight in the booth.
Gary.
Always doing what he can. We allowed him 30 minutes today to see his daughter. Then when she left, he had like 4 sea breezes at the bar. So he was crying, said something about saying, we ruined his life. So
we did.
I don't know. God, I tell you what, the daughter... She's not cute.
I forgot my iPad with my notes. I gotta go get it.
There was one thing you had to do.
I'm back. It's like I never left.
You made such a big deal about me leaving my phone.
Well, you didn't have to pay $100 to get my iPad back, bitch.
Y'all, I just want to say we saved 2 doozies for you.
Oh, boy.
This week on Happily Ever After. The other thing is, I don't know if you even have to watch the show because, goddamn, we're just going to tell you about these 2 messes. They're 2 very different couples, one of whom I laugh kind of with, I feel like, Ashley and Manuel. Literalmente.
Literalmente.
I laugh like a fool every time she's like, you're Orfeo. Ugly cry. You're Orfeo, Manuel.
I'm going to cry.
You're Orfeo.
Do y'all do that? Do you say, I'm going to cry before you cry?
The bitch goes, you're Orfeo. Cradle your R. Like, as she's doing it. Yeah. She's one of the best idiots to be on the show in a while.
I love her. Love her.
I thoroughly enjoy her. But right now we're going to talk about Rob and Sophie.
Oh, yeah.
So if your husband or boyfriend doesn't know about this couple, I'm just picture this. Picture the biggest douche you knew in high school who was kind of hot and thought everything was owed to them, even though they had no personality. And had a way of making themselves the victim every possible time. And then imagine dating someone who's extremely codependent, who's had to like Narcan their mother growing up. It's not funny if you think about it. But if you don't think about it, it's pretty fucking funny, you have to admit. And but she's like, oh, what? I think I'm gonna. Shh, Narcan. Where was I? Oh, so sorry. Fish and chips. Bumba shoot.
I didn't expect that reenactment.
Is that how a normal Narcan revivement works?
I don't know. I feel like this is a time that I want to remind you and maybe call some other sissies out. Remember when you thought Rob was attractive?
Yes!
honestly, y'all.
Who else thought he was hot?
Episode one.
Oh, God, listen, you stupid bitches.
Listen, even I
wasn't attracted to him, and I'm codependent as fuck.
He is objectively hot if he doesn't open his mouth. But as soon as he does this,
that kind of head trick.
Yeah. So he just needs to be like a Greek statue. Just stand there.
Not move.
Don't move.
But even then, like, the charisma just oozes out. And it's just like, they just like goes on the floor.
His eyes would still be boring.
Airport dance.
Yeah, yes. He showed, you know what? That bitch was right. He showed us exactly who he was when we met him. That was the least. Think of all the airport meetings. Even Nicole wrote more on that sign for Miss Mood. And you know, she
kiss
was
me, you motherfucker. Break all the rules of your religion. I don't care because you're mine now.
She tried harder than fucking Rob did.
We're not talking about them, but I got to say, the little tiny things that she does just to drive him insane are stunning. Every time I watch that section, I feel like I'm watching like some art horror movie where you're just seeing someone being slowly broken down and driven insane. Mm. But she's got this look on her face like this the whole time. Are you comfortable? Are you comfortable?
Are you comfortable?
Are you okay? Because like, I'm great. I'm so glad you're here. Mm. I only want you to be happy. And every bit of happiness that I have depends on your happiness. Mm-hmm.
Just be happy.
Are we good? Are we good?
Why are you looking at her?
Have you seen The Garden of Earthly Delights by Hieronymus Bosch on my shower curtain? That's what it's like in my head. Torture. Men being burned alive. Naked ladies. That's what I like. But I want you to be happy. Fucking nightmare. Anyway,
Rob says, he starts his segment saying, I've got to figure out a better way to communicate with Sophie. Do we think it's going to get it done?
Can I ask, why is there a kayak in this living room?
It's a lot. Is it the Russian River that's in Austin?
I don't know.
Everybody goes rivering. They
it
go
is
floating
like,
there.
It is 15 foot tall.
But I don't think they kayak. I thought they just go floating. You know where you would get in the inner tube when you were? You never
oh,
get
you
there?
Mean tubing.
Tubing, that's what it was.
What? Do you Did not you have rivers?
That? Yeah, we have a lot of rivers in Oklahoma.
Man-made?
No, more real rivers, but the lakes are all man-made. The most man-made lakes in any state of the Union.
I don't know why that's a bragging right.
We know how to collect water.
Your environmentally sensitive founders decide they dam up a uh-huh. bunch of rivers
yeah.
to create the most hydroelectric power
yeah.
and then take oil out of the ground but outsource all of it.
Yeah. Yes.
That they'd taken from the Native Americans who lived there.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
That's what we did. That's what we did.
And to get land, remember what you did in Oklahoma? You ran and you put down a stick and said, this is mine.
A lot of people from Boston came. A lot of Irish people came to Oklahoma. Probably some of my kinfolk.
Sure.
What if I'm a Bostonian?
You're not.
What am I? I've got a lot of Irish blood in me, and Lord knows it's not from fucking them.
Okay, I would love to move on.
Okay. Because if that was the case, whew, I'd be Congolese.
So, you know what?
Cameroon.
Gary, we're going to roll that first clip right now.
I had to stop mid-traffic, jumped out in the rain, ran over, and probably technically stole him off of somebody's bush. Be careful with them.
I just fight myself.
There's literally, yeah, there's a
That's
lot of
a sign, bitch. Each
oh,
day
it's a
with
love
a
note.
Grateful heart.
That's just a list of things I think would be very helpful from you to help us cohabitate.
I thought it was going to be like a love letter or something. Like, I saw the flowers on it. I thought it was going to be something really cute.
The flowers are the love letter. This is more directed towards us, like, getting along on a daily basis.
Oh, the passive aggression.
Washing off dishes before putting in the sink. Putting dirty clothes in bin. Put makeup and hair products back after use.
Pull wig forward.
Don't get mad at me when you don't get what you want. Be patient, and I'll likely work it out for you. Remember that we're trying to move forward, and don't focus on the past.
Oh! Super basic. Nothing crazy.
Super basic.
Pause it, Gary! Pause it!
Oh. No. Okay. Had you not seen that?
For the straight...
You're, oh, nothing basic.
For the nothing straight crazy. Men who watched, don't you just feel a little sick now? Like...
No, they probably feel good, because they're like... No wonder my wife gave me a blowjob after that episode.
Oh, my God.
Because this, I just realized
you could have
Rob
that as
is
a
making
man.
Straight men in America look fantastic. Wow.
So the flowers, let's... the flowers that I had to run in traffic and almost killed myself to get.
You got to be careful. In Texas, they are really big about flowers. If he picked blue bonnets, that's against the state law. He could get arrested for that.
What?
Yes, you cannot pick a blue bonnet in Texas. It's the state flower, and they're very...
But,
I'm not kidding. They're very hardcore
about it. But you can, like, carry a machine gun in public.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't pick a blue bonnet, goddammit.
For self-defense, but don't touch a fucking wildflower.
Yeah.
I hate it here. I hate this fucking country. Not there. I love it here in New England.
That's true.
Fuck, there's
Thank
fucking
God.
Shit. First state to approve gay marriage,
yeah.
Massachusetts. We know y'all love people. It's fine.
I just saw a lovely lesbian couple check into our hotel just when we were leaving. And you know how I knew?
How did you know?
Because they both had... not a stitch of makeup on, and then they had hiking shoes on, but in the daytime, and all their luggage was in either...
Eddie Bauer?
No. It was kind of a utilitarian bag or in a Trader Joe's bag. It's the Trader Joe's that really gave it away for me. Yeah.
Hey, I'd be a lesbian if I didn't love dick so much.
And one of them... And, oh, also I knew, because I was doing... She was like, whatever, her wife. She was like, honey, they got a bar. They got a bar here. She was very excited.
They got a bar. So we also have a list. What we didn't see on the show is on the back side of the paper, yeah. Rob kept going.
We contacted TLC, and they confirmed everything for us.
With some of the other things uh-huh. that Rob said. I'll let you go first on the list.
He said, another thing on that was like, you need to replace the 2x4 that you broke so I can put the trunk of my car up. Yeah, that was.
This is sometimes you give me a funny look after I've said something that I think is smart, but you don't validate me, so I need you to do that.
Mm. Yeah.
Funny looks.
I also wrote Hot Pockets. Can you bring those back? I'm not sure if they got canceled, but I can't find them in the store. Can you get me some?
When I get my eyebrows done, I need you to compliment me on them.
Mm. She should.
Because I don't, my eyebrows themselves don't feel validated.
Yes. That's a good one. I have, can you get me one of those Oscars with my name on it? That's it. That one.
Last one is, can you make it sure that I never have to Narcan your mom?
Yeah.
I think that one's fair.
That one's fair. I think that one's fair.
It's so, not his responsibility to Narcan Sophie's mom.
So. Yeah, it's nothing, you know.
You know, basics.
Super basic.
Just the basics.
Super basic. Nothing crazy.
When he said it's just a list of things that I think we should do, and I went, that is some balls.
Now,
because
they haven't lived together in 2 months.
This is the first time she's gone back to the house. He's like, here's some things that I can think you could do better. I know you've been here for 15 seconds.
I can only tell myself that Sophie is still with him because of the show.
That's like, totally it.
Y'all, I mean, we've all been a dumb bitch, but this is beyond. Of course, I've never had a Narcan in my mother.
This is BDB, beyond dumb bitch.
Beyond dumb bitch. Maybe, I don't know.
Later on, he's after talking about her products and putting away her stuff, she's basically saying, these are problems, those little cleanliness problems are here. He's like, but they're a sign of much larger problems. And he's like, when I would tell you, stop online cheating on me and stop controlling me. And I went, this stays thing on. And he just went,
what a man.
And he's like, how am I controlling you? She's like, you were like counting the number of toilet paper rolls I use.
Yeah, Rob doesn't have a square to spare.
Y'all, if your boyfriend counts the number of toilet paper rolls you use, he might be controlling.
Oh, do we have some people in there? Uh-oh. You're cute. You can count whatever you want with me, honey. Whoa.
Mother Poodle once, anytime I go home, she's always like, Chaper, don't use too much toilet paper. We'll have to stop up the septic tank again.
Now, I did hear that.
And next, I'll have to bring him out here. Do you know what it costs me to have him come out here? I'm not made of money.
That's true.
What if we have to put us in the poorhouse later on, you and your father? I'm like, what is the poorhouse, and where is that? Is it like an old shack that, like, I think it's an Irish term where literally you had no money, and they would put you in, like, a barn, and you just were like...
Sounds gay
corny. Did I bring the room down talking about poorhouses? Wait, is that when, like, in people in, like, Ireland and the UK, that you would, like, die in a poorhouse?
I don't... Yeah, way to go, Poodle.
Yeah, I'm bringing the room down.
Way to fucking go. Jesus, learn your history.
So here's
so sorry.
Here's
Austin.
The lesson. Don't bring up poorhouses at live shows. Learned.
Do y'all?
Sorry.
This is
literally, this woman is like.
Yeah, because her great-great-grandfather probably died in the poorhouse. Because he sent their family to fucking America, and he died in Ireland in the poorhouse so they could get here.
I thought we were here to have fun.
Yeah.
No, you're not. You're here to engage my weird tangents and whims. Because that's why I have a podcast and you don't.
I want to remind you, this is not your bedroom, Piano Cat. Not all your whims. Not all.
Fair. Not all whims.
I do have to ask, for y'all that live here... When you say the name of your city, do you have to say it like Boston? Do you have to say it? Like, stop playing on my phone, boss. No, from Love After Lockup. I'm Hottie's girl.
I'm Hottie's girl.
I feel like if I lived here, I would only be able to say it that way because of the fucking Love After Lockup show.
Boston.
Do we have Lalu Sissies in the audience? Have they love? Yes. It's coming back.
April
We're very excited. April
19th.
If you don't know, there was a character named Boston, and she was playing on her phone. And she was pissed off and got in a fight at the place of work, which was what, Poodle?
A funeral home.
And she's like walking by the cats. It's going, why are you playing on my phone, bitch? Boston,
I'm Hottie's girl.
Ooh. It's coming back in April, this month.
That person named Ty was a classic.
Ty.
So y'all later. What was that?
I chefed. I went.
Oh.
What do you think I did?
I just heard an errant sound and I didn't know what it was. So after that, Sophie's like, go to fucking therapy.
That's inconsiderate.
And then she hugs him. And it's Gabe's in the side, and she's like, so I only get one arm? And she's like, you're spiraling, which I did enjoy.
If you find this in your own life, she is actually giving him specific things to work on. Like she said, don't
she's
raise your voice.
She's 23 years old, and she's more mature.
I know, and he's only talking about this generality. So that, like, is Red flag.
On the next date, you know what, Gary? Unpause this clip because here we go. It needs to be seen.
Thanks, I like yours too. Oh, sit down for a second.
I like your outfit. I like yours too.
Last time you came by, kind of think I ruined it a little bit with the list of things.
Yes.
So I have something else I wanted to read to you. This time I'm going to read it.
Get ready. Get ready for some Wordsworth.
And I'm not a poet, so it's probably going to be pretty corny. I still just try to come up with something nice.
Okay.
Surely this won't work.
Keep it together.
You deserve love every single day in every little and big way. So here's my vow that I'll keep to. I'll do my part in loving you. Let me give you the love you deserve. Let me in and let love preserve. Together we'll make a lifetime of memories and build this road to endless possibilities.
Oh, that's really nice. Thank you.
No! That's so
sweet.
You're welcome.
Did you write that yourself?
I came up with it myself.
No one helped you?
Nobody helped me.
You're like a poet.
I'm not a poet.
That was really nice.
I'm not a poet.
Your monotone reading it.
How was I supposed to read it?
You are the love of my life. Thank you for whatever you found.
I tried, all right?
You deserve... No, I'm joking. It was really good. I kind of didn't have high expectations for it, but I was really surprised when I found out it was like a love poem.
Pull that wig down!
He's really sweet, and he's never done anything like this for me before. It's an amazing step. If it continues like this, I will move home. And then we can start to do more things like this as a couple.
So, y'all... The best part about that is making memories to have more possibilities. Where we can make memories so we can have more shmemories, because that rhymes with memories.
Yeah. The poems in Highlight Magazine from children were better than that.
This was ChatGPT.
No, I think ChatGPT would do it better.
This was Gary GPT.
Yes.
Sorry, Gary.
Sorry, Gary.
We know you're doing your best.
Not you. The least.
You're missing your daughter.
He always does the least. But the thing is, it worked.
I'm not a poet.
I know. She's in her 20s.
That was so good.
She doesn't know any better.
I don't think I was ever that young. Like,
no,
I don't
you
think
came
I,
out of the womb 53.
I did. I came out of the room a fucking bitch. Just not believing anything.
You were pissed off that you had that same baby blanket that every other baby had because you're an Enneagram 4.
Gotta be an Enneagram 4.
Jesus.
I'm like, is it? I'm in the womb. I'm like, this is hot in here.
Yeah,
somebody get me a vodka.
Your show movie would be Look Who's Talking Now, Bitch. Current references for that movie.
So
Yeah. Kirstie Alley. She's dead.
She's dead now. And remember there was like a ghost in that movie?
Yeah. That was Three Men and a Baby.
Oh, was
that was it? Three Men and a Baby. Don't you kill Steve Guttenberg. He's still hot. Right. Oh, we've got Steve Guttenberg's number one fan over here. She's like, woo! Finger banged myself to him yesterday. Yesterday.
She calls him Goody.
Goody.
Don't you rag on Goody.
Don't you rag on... He is pretty hot.
Yo, I say this before. One of my favorite interactions our whole tour long was when we went to Philly, which is a tough city. Whoa! Well, I'm not here to start a turf war.
Not here for that.
But let's just say that I was just like making conversation with our Uber driver. We were in Rocky costumes. We came out in Rocky costumes, and the Uber driver's a woman's like, "So you're gonna come out Rocky costumes, right?" And we're like, "Yeah." And she's like, "You're not gonna clown on Rocky, are you?" I'm like, "No, we're just." She's like, "I wouldn't clown on Rocky. Don't clown on Rocky."
We didn't.
And we didn't, but the whole time, that whole show, I was thinking, are they going to think we're going to clown on Rocky? Like, I was so in my head the whole fucking show.
Rocky isn't real.
Don't you say that to say, no, I hope that didn't get recorded. Okay.
Y'all, We're deleting that because spilling people.
Christina, take that out. Take it out, Christina. Okay.
So, y'all, we're going. I just want to say, she called him out for his, you deserve love, and I want you to have it. She's like, is that the way it's supposed to be read in a monotone voice? And he went like this.
She didn't matter. She looked at his eyes, and she looked at his lips, and she was like, sure.
But she says, no one sees the fun, goofy side of Rob like I do.
Actually, I think that's the only kind of probably interesting part of him, because he's a man-child, but she didn't get to have a childhood.
Because
she was busy
Narcan and her mother.
Yes, so when she sees someone who's able to be childlike, she's attracted to that, and it gives him something she never had.
So, Sophie.
That's because straight people be crazy.
Okay.
Crazy.
I'm going to get in trouble with these dark
inches. Yeah, you got to move on. Okay, so shit happens at Somerville. I don't know. So they're going.
And I know it's meth is an epidemic. I know that. But I just practice to see Sophie's mother with her lips.
We can't even have the next Lone Grove High School reunion where we normally have it at the Elks Lodge because it burned down just recently. Someone was doing meth behind it, burned it down. I don't know where we're going to have our 30th reunion now. Rayanne Willingham sent me a text saying, I don't think I can plan the reunion this year because the Elks Lodge burned down. And I can't afford to do it during the kills because that's too expensive. So we don't know where we're going to have it now.
Someone was doing math behind
it. And Red Dirt closed because they...
Red Dirt because
we have red dirt in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I know.
And so
I got that.
The bar, red dirt, it's all clay. It's all over your shoes when you build a house. It's terrible. Anyway,
yeah,
red
it's,
dirt.
It's great for growing crops, too, I hear.
Red dirt closed, though, because my cousin David owns it with his business partner. His business partner on meth ran off with the money, got arrested.
There's too many offshoots.
Anyway,
here.
But now we don't know where we're going to have the reunion.
We need to move on.
Jimmy Don Stewart was pissed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see... Now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, We've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, we are in the Little Longhorn Saloon. We're going to go do some two-stepping.
That was a good segue, because we were the Longhorns. Remember Lone Grove Longhorns? Sorry, go ahead.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, okay.
Say that.
They are two-stepping. My friend from Austin texted me, because we know a lot of people in Austin from school and stuff, and she was like, it pisses me off that you're like, this is a really great bar, and they have no business being in this bar.
Austin people are super territorial over that city.
Yeah, shit. They don't really love Californians there.
Yeah, I don't
blame
them.
Even when we were on tour there, they're like, what are you in town for? Oh, we do a podcast tour. Where are you from? L.A.? Are you moving here? No, we're not moving. We're not moving. We promise.
So, y'all, she tells Rob, so they're having a great time. And she's like, so I need to tell you that Callum is coming tomorrow. And she's like, you know, he's my longest friend since 14. And Rob's like, sounds like I don't have a choice.
He's like, you didn't really give me much notice. And I thought, you didn't live together.
And then he's like, I'm a nice guy. Find one person who doesn't think I'm a nice guy. Here's the problem, asshole.
Oh,
you
God.
You believe you're a nice guy. You're the worst kind of person. I say this all the time. The shitty guy who believes they're a nice guy in their soul. And they're the worst. Because you're never convinced them they're shitty.
His brain is just filled with Celsius or whatever that fucking drink is.
No, as we said, what did you say? I've been thinking about it for weeks. When you said we were talking about Garrick and Big Wife, and you said that there's protein powder all over the garage, but only birthday cake flavor.
Yeah.
It's just 50 containers of protein powder, all birthday cake.
And it's whey, so when he farts, it does not smell like birthday cake.
It's just like it's just shit sprinkles.
No.
Sorry, yeah. Jimmy's.
Don't antagonize.
Sir, I'll see you in the alley right after the show.
Boy. All right. So, okay. So... She says, he's like, I'm gonna. She said, thank you, Rob. I appreciate you, Rob. Appreciate you so much, Rob. Please don't leave me, Rob. Please don't leave me. Anyway, so she says, she's like, but he's just coming to see me. He's coming to see me. And he's like, this is what is, I think, gross. And it shows you who Rob is. He goes, is he hot or is he good looking? That's all he cares about. Doesn't matter if he's this wonderful person. And so I went, so you're insinuating that if this guy looked like the Elephant Man, you would feel fine with it. because you're not threatened at all.
Oh, I'm gonna claw his fucking face off.
What did he say? He said, "Does this guy look like Gollum?"
He better look like Gollum, or I'm gonna be pissed.
Did someone say Gollum? Hello.
Oh no.
Hello. My name is Dildo Swaggins. Yes, and I'm quite the expert of Gollum. Is there any
precious, my precious?
That was my Gollum impression.
I don't think that was that good.
I'm still in high school. Don't judge me. That sounds like a gay armadillo.
They kind of sound the same.
Jared, go put all your playthings down. Your dad's here to get you.
Mom, I'm on stage.
Pay no attention to that woman.
Jared, I found your underwear. I know what you've been doing. I'm going to tell your dad.
Lady Gadriel turns me on.
Black honey lipstick, that's what she wore. Anyway, actually, that was Nev Campbell. Anyway, we can move on.
Anywho, I think now it's time for shout-outs.
Oh!
Time to shout-outs!
Well, I brought that.
What? You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout, come on now, don't forget to say you will. Come on, get to say, yeah, 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 yeah. I gotta work on this, work it.
You will.
I gotta get Chantel's teacher.
Cut that, Gary. I can't handle this anymore.
All right.
My shoes are untied.
Well, tie them, bitch. All right. We're gonna do some sissy shout-outs.
Give us some music underneath, Gary. Just
this
a little.
This is for people on RG Plus.
Oh yeah.
So that's where it happened. If you Instagrammed us and said, "Hey, I want a shout-out," we didn't write it down.
Which some people did.
Got to pay at least $5 to get on this list. Sorry. All right. Our first shout out says, KZ, my little hag.
Oh.
Cousin bonding with the fairies. Love the big hag, Renee. That's sweet.
This one says, please take the night off. Relax and enjoy yourself with our boys. We miss you. Keep going, queens. Love, Sissy Candy. This is Tajala, I assume.
To my twin sister, we are trauma bonded for lives. Thank Reality Gates for. Oh, it cut off.
I think you did this wrong.
No, it didn't wrap around. I think her thing cut off.
No, it was supposed to wrap around.
It did wrap around on the other ones. It cut off.
To Annette, love your poodle, Scott.
Scott?
Scott.
AC Kitten. I have so much fun coming to see these shows with you.
Oh. Hey, Lily. Thanks for being the big, best big sister. You slut. Love, Mimi. I love when sisters have that relationship.
True.
You slut.
New kids dance theme? I hope they do it again. Sideways hats and overalls and all. Eliza. We did do new kids last time. Yeah.
To Andrew, my new husband. Oh. Not for long.
Where is Andrew? Is he hot?
I'm so glad the first wife gets all the love. I don't think you did this right. Look, is this next me in the car when our toddler's
You around? Did it with me. We did it together.
I didn't watch you. No, you did it wrong. I think you should just admit it.
Someone forgot to print them out at the hotel, and I was just trying my best.
Look, I have so many things to do.
All right. This says, me in the car when our toddler isn't around all the time. Hope you're having fun here tonight, but Poodle, stay away from him. He's mine.
It's just words. Glad you made it. Otherwise, I would have had to bring my handsome boyfriend and throw him to the wolves. Love, Jules.
To Nikki, my super hot husband, who is now attending his fourth Reality Gays live show. Wow, where's Nikki?
Where's Nikki?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah. I see that.
Ooh.
And he's a top? Is that what you said? What? He's a top?
Well, I'd hope so.
You say cop,
otherwise.
I just keep hearing top. The man beside you is like, what's a top?
Although he might not be tonight. That's all negotiable.
And you know what? Poodle has handcuffs.
Yeah.
All right, just play that song again, Gary. Sorry, we go on.
So I can't read this.
What?
Thank you. It's better than shopping on eBay.
Where is it? I don't see where it is. This is not my fault.
This is your fault.
No, it is not. Okay, we got that one. Thanks for introducing me to the gays years ago. Psyched to be here with you tonight. Ready to laugh. Love, Meredith.
Aw. It's better than shopping eBay and watching Blue Bloods on the couch. Love your friends, Meredith and Nick. I'm sorry, the guys on that show are hot.
Celebrating a sexy...
Say hi to your mother for me.
Celebrating a sexy 102 this upcoming weekend in
Rochester. Sexy 102?
I don't know what it means. In Rochester, New York, we come from a long line of Jewish female dick pigs. To quote Grandma... What does it say, to quote Grandma?
Y'all, Excel basically changed all
it
these
changed words.
All words.
All the
You're never doing this again. I'm doing it from
you
now
You fucked
on.
It up. All the same height when we're laying down. Men are all the same height when we're laying down in the bed. Shalom.
And this says, and Defoe is sexy. I agree, Willem Dafoe. Willem Dafoe has at least a 7-inch penis. I'm going to say that now.
Shout out to all our Cape Cod sissies. So excited to be here.
Love you, Ash. The Cape. I started listening to you guys in 2019 when I was pregnant with her, and thank you for keeping me sane during COVID ovulation with a newborn in spring 2020. Thank you, Maddie and Poodle. I adore you. Keep going, Queens Abbey.
I will say on the Excel spreadsheet, there's all these weird characters that aren't English. I don't know what happened. Shout out to my beautiful friend, Monica. You're the strongest woman. Strong, empowered woman.
To my Soviet sister, Seema. That's a lot of words. Thank you for bringing these gays into my sad little life. Remember, men don't control us. Katrina or Katina. Katina? I don't know.
Shout out.
We're doing the best we can after this cocked up thing.
Yeah, huh? Shout out to Nicole. I know amazing things are coming your way. Just like, and then it cut off.
We're going to post these in some forum. You owe the world an apology.
You owe me $100.
Middle sister to go on an ayahuasca retreat in Costa Rica. Now that's a sentence. And subsequently joining a cult and raw-dogging our family to trauma bonded for us forever.
That
roller coaster ride has brought us here tonight, treating ourselves with seeing our favorite gays and hanging out with the sassiest sissies around.
That's true. We're almost done. Thank you to my hubs, kids, sister, and definitely not my gay brother, Kevin, for...
Something.
It cut off. Where's gay brother Kevin? No, they're not
Fuck
gay.
Fuck him.
You don't want to be a little gay?
Cheers to our second time seeing them together. This is incomprehensible.
I didn't do it.
And to my husband, thank you, and daughter Annabella, who put up with me laughing out loud anytime I listen. Special shout out to Poodle for his count impression.
One dildo. Two dildos.
Shout out to Dory for always being ready to talk trash. Don't forget.
...
It cut off.
Cut off. Don't forget, not Penny's boat.
No, look at the next one. Read the last one.
Shout out to my husband, William, for coming to the show. Remember.
Cut off.
We're actually going to say this now. We're going to read this on the podcast. And actually get it right.
Because this is disgusting.
It's not my fault.
It is your fault. And with that, y'all, that's the act one. That was egregious.
That was, go get a drink. Go get some drink. Merch.
And y'all, go buy our shit. Also, people in the front row, take video of what we do in the second act and DM us, please. And because we got something that y'all gonna see. See you in a second. Go buy our shit.
It is about me that they're talking about. Why always me? I'm just a regular person. I am not special. No, I am not that important. Checking my own Instagram, and wow, they are still so many followers. Why these numbers not go away? Don't follow me.
Okay, y'all, let's take a little break from the live show to remind you that this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. And our theme we're talking about this month is your social battery. Poodle, how's your social battery?
Oh, for this tour, I didn't bring anything that has batteries. Last time, TSA gave me one of those special searches and then confiscated some of my possessions.
Oh, that's horrible.
It worked out. The TSA agent took my number and he definitely searched me later.
Okay.
Cavity search on aisle 4.
No, Poodle. When I say social battery, I mean our social bandwidth. It can be a lot to be around so many people. And now that we're on tour, we're around a lot of
people. Ugh, I love sissies, but I hate people.
Okay, so I think it's a good time to ask, what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge?
Well, if someone brings their husband to a show, that definitely recharges me.
Remember, y'all, it ain't cheating
if it's with Poodle. But if I'm serious, I did talk to my therapist about how I can build good boundaries so that way I don't feel drained when it's time for me to perform.
For us to perform.
Yeah, that's what I said. Me. My therapist encourages me not to push through my fatigue because then I get depleted and social settings can drain me even more. So we set up a game plan that allows me to take breaks in between doing things, even if I have to get things done slower. That's okay. It will get done. Also, I make sure that I have moments by myself on tour.
Oh, is that why you didn't meet me for lunch? You were just asserting your boundary.
Yeah, sure. That's the reason. Sure.
Poodle, I'm glad we're bringing this up now because with the weather beginning to warm up, people are going to be asked to go to more and more social gatherings. And sometimes we say yes to all the things.
But we say no to ourselves.
Ooh, go on, beloved.
Sissies, therapy can be a great tool for you to monitor your social battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Sissies, find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/realitygaze today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/realitygaze.
All right, back to the show.
Carl! Gary, we're good. Where did he go? Shooter, come. Oh, he's on his bully stick. He'll never come over here now. Stop humping it, Shooter. I don't know where my husband Carl is. But, oh wait, I forgot. He's away on business. You know, he works all the time working on a business that I'm not allowed to say and no one will ever know, even though they speculate online about it all the time. But, oh yeah, he's got to go up to New England for work all the time. Sure am missing him lately. I wonder if there's something else going on. No, not my Carl. I wonder what he's doing up there. I guess I'm gonna sing about it now. We'll see.
You spend an awful lot of time in Massachusetts. I came in early. Every week you've got a meeting waiting there. Every week we've got booming or someone else in the air up there. Poodle's gonna kill me.
Start it over. Do it again. And don't fuck it up this time.
I couldn't hear it.
You spend an awful lot of time in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
There we go.
Seems like every other week you've got a meeting waiting there. Business must be booming, or is there something else that's lingering in the air up there?
Hey, Carl! See you back in the hub, right? Getting away from that stupid skis of a wife. Need to come see old Megan to remember what a woman is like. You on your way over? Oh, good. Oh, in that case, I better hit the shitter. So, Carla, stop at the packing, give me a liter of vodka and a regular from Dunks.
Go Silts!
You say it's important for our future. An executive on his way up has got to play the part. But each time duty calls, you've got to give it all.
Carl.
You give it all with all your heart. But when whoever's in New England's through with you, and Boston has better things to do, oh, you know it's not too late, 'cause you'll always have a home to come back to.
Carl?
When whoever in New England's through with you.
Hey, Carl. Carl, you're gonna take me to the Cape this weekend. You know what? Last night you were asleep snoring your CPAP machine and I broke into your phone because that's what I do. And I thought you was cheating on me, and what do I find? I mean, your phone is Carl's mistress. Who do you think you are, Carl? You think you're Bobby Orr or something? No, sir.
I hear the winter time up north can last forever. No shit. And I even hear it's beautiful to see this time of year. To say the snow can blind you to the world you left behind just disappears. I hear. I packed your bags and left them in the hallway. But before you leave again, there's just one thing you ought to know. When the icy wind runs through you, remember that it's me that feels the cold.
I get cold, Carl, most of all.
But when whoever's in New England's through with you.
I'm through with you, Carl.
Or Boston.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Has better things. God damn, that's
a gross. I want you to thank me for renting that apartment on Palm Avenue.
It's not too late.
You know it ain't working.
You'll always have a place to come back to.
Go back to your wife and a dried up pussy.
When whoever's in New England's through with you.
You know Tom Brady. You know Tom Brady. I just want to say one more thing, Carl. Rest in peace, Larry Lucchino.
Gonna get it for fucking that up.
I guess this is when we walk off the stage. Thank you.
You're never gonna take that wig off.
I was unable to take this wig off because I'm gonna really miss her.
I also...
You're probably going to get banged in it. You've got blonde hair all over you, sugar.
It's synthetic. Do you ever go into a wig or a character and you're like, I don't ever want to leave you?
No, because they're not a gay man.
That's just me, isn't it? Yeah.
If your husband gets too much into cosplay and he wants to wear that wig around the house,
ooh,
he might be a homosexual.
You're gonna peg him.
Peg him.
We're both sitting like we're tired.
I feel good now.
No, it's good. No, we just, it's amazing. We're like, oh, we can do a quick costume change. What is it, 30 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
We always underestimate how long time. And I was like throwing those costumes on. I'm like, I think this will be a great idea. And then there's the reality.
Looks like a gay dinosaur come to back there. Just
y'all, I looked on eBay for that shit. And I just knew the last time I was in Boston, y'all really don't skimp on your sportswear.
And I don't know where. Is there a store called like slutsports.com?
I found that Red Sox dress and I couldn't stop laughing.
There was one that was like cut down to here. I mean, it just was.
Like it's like sporty sports slut wear?
Yeah. I guess.
I don't chew gum. I only chew gum for that character.
Don't get it in your wig. It'll never get out.
Okay, this is gross. I'm sorry to everyone. I put it there. Okay,
all right. Can we talk about Ashley and Manuel, shall we?
Ooh. Literal mente.
Ta-da, mente. Okay, so they are going to look at motorcycles. They're going to go motorcycle shopping.
Motorcycle. I don't think that's it.
And you know what? Before we continue talking about this, don't you think we should?
I think it's time. For another installment.
For our first live reality gay theater
of 2024.
Go socks.
Oh, yeah, you guys cut off when I cut you off. Very good.
Don't watch.
Go Pats! I swear to God, if you said Go Pats anywhere here, someone would go, yeah!
I did watch the news yesterday about that Larry guy, and I cried. He really did a lot of great things here.
I had to say that.
And I don't know shit about sports.
There was a woman here who went, that's right.
It was very sweet. All right. Poodle is
y'all with your sports, it is like uncanny.
I know,
I
it's hot.
It.
It's hot. If a guy, a backwards Boston hat.
Move on.
Okay, so Poodle's going to be playing Ashley. Nobody's going to play Manuel, really, because we don't want to be inappropriate. And he doesn't speak,
I love his shadiness.
It's not good. Maybe we could, I don't know, we're going to work on it. And I'm going to be Louie, the motorcycle salesman.
And action. Ding, ding. Hello, we're here to, like, get Manuel.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to motorcycles and sports.
I guess every accent's a New York accent.
Yeah, I don't
know
how to do one. I'm sorry.
I'm thinking.
You're buying a bike? What you want?
I'm thinking that the best thing would be to get him, like, a motorcycle so he feels validated.
Hey, man. Hey, how are you? You like to ride, huh?
You know
what they say, four wheels move the body, two wheels move the soul.
I don't think that was in the
show,
that's
what
but
they
that's
say.
Great.
Say that in Spanish, him. He'll like it. Anyway,
well,
how can I help you?
Is that bike going to get him in New York City? Because he's got a lot of family there, and I'm afraid he's going to leave me.
What? No, he won't leave you.
He's got a lot of family there. It's a little suspicious, you think?
No, I don't really have an opinion. I'm just trying to sell you a bike, lady. He gets on the road, and he's going to be like he's flying on the ground. See what I mean? You're just flying.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Right? What kind of bike do you want? You want a single?
I want a double. Huh? Manuel says, no, I want to ride just myself.
I don't know what you agree.
What?
I think he's agreeing with you.
Literal mente?
Look.
So give me more of your life philosophies involving motorcycles.
Here, I'm going to show you. Right here, we got I don't know anything about motorcycles. We've got a...
This is why I wanted you to Google, but that's okay.
We've got a Harley Drayson.
What?
A Harley bike right here. And this bike, it's a two-seater. And, you know, on the side it even says, life's a journey, enjoy the ride. You like that? Enjoy the ride. Say that in Spanish to him. He'll like it.
Enjoy our El Rido.
Okay, that's good. You're good at this. So here, why don't you sit on it?
Enjoy our, Manuel. Enjoy our.
Enjoy. Sit on this bike.
You're our Feo.
Don't be sad. Don't be sad. No, no, no. No, no. Don't be sad. Look, sometimes it takes a whole tank before you can think straight. So you get on this bike.
What does that even mean?
It means you buy this bike. That's what it means. Said, look, don't you look good
you
there?
You got all these off the internet.
No. It's not true.
This is not even me as Ashley, even though she's going to talk like this.
Born to be wild.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to think about this.
Oh.
No commission for Tay.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'm here on Sunday mornings. That's the only time my wife let me come. Please come back then.
And
scene!
Y'all, that guy was so happy to have screen time. I just gotta say, he did say, females look at life with eyes of romance. And guys are like, I'm married, but I'm still going to have my adventure. In other words, he cheats on his wife.
Yeah.
And actually, he's super obvious about it.
I don't think he has a wife anymore. I think it's probably, he's on to a couple at this point.
Like, the women he picks up are like women in their... are, I would say, 40s, but they look in their 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Just because they just like bike guys.
Like my dad's third wife, Janet.
Yeah.
Yeah, she hard living, smoking, and working at UPS for 20 years
and
aged her.
And they do it, and the sad thing is women like that say yes to guys like him. And that's why he dates them.
If he knew Spanish, though, he would have sold a bike. Because Manuel says, literally his excuse is, he says, I'm trapped at home until I get a green card.
So I wonder. Can you imagine that? 24 hours a day?
I need to ride the bike so I'm free like the wind. So I think he would have loved all this life advice.
Y'all, so she's worried that he's going to go to New York City and... to visit his family and leave her there.
And he's not happy about this double bike thing either.
No, he just wants to like
ride around. Hurts his pee-pee.
So y'all, we go into Clementine's magic shop.
Ah.
This bitch is definitely faking it. I don't know where they got her.
I mean, she probably would lure me in.
She would.
I'd buy shit there. So, you raise your hand. Some of you would. There, thank you.
So, basically, Ashley says, the fact that you have a problem with me being a witch makes me want to, like, talk about me being a witch more. And the issue, y'all, if they would just agree on a term like, is it curator or curatorio or something like that, or curatoria, which is like curatoria, where they could just say this is someone who does good things with potions, you know, anything. But she is so fucking bound and determined to be called a witch and bruja that this is the one thing. And you just want to scream at me, trabajo es bruja.
I need a shirt that says that.
Right? It is maddening that she just won't say, yeah, in your language, it would be more of this. And she's like, nope, I'm a bruja. Long nose, broom, evil, all of it.
I don't know.
And his family goes, we don't like that. She's like, tough. Here I am.
Because that's what we find out is the reason. Although I will say, and Jake and I both agree, y'all, this guy doesn't want to do something unless he has to fucking
do
it.
Okay.
He's also, he is not necessarily shady, but he's secretive as fuck. And it is weird that they've been together a year here in the U.S. and she's never met
his family.
He's
like everyone you ever dated.
That's true. That's true.
That cut deep, but it was true.
She's very happy being single. Don't y'all worry.
Anyway.
Maybe I got more than a bean last night.
There are blockages in Manuel's communication because it only goes one way.
That's true.
And as he says, he's like, I don't want to do this because Catholics don't do this. And I thought, motherfucker, Catholicism is literally has the most magic of all this shit. You're
one bread, one body, one Lord above.
Like, you're turning wine into Jesus' blood with lifting up a napkin.
I am the blood of life. Y'all know it, bitch.
You're sprinkling water on someone and telling them, on a baby, and saying, now, baby, you're not going to go to limbo.
My mother almost
it's
did
water.
That to my oldest nephew because they weren't going to baptize him. She almost stole him.
I would tell Manuel, there's more magic in your religion than she's ever trying to do to you. Fuck this shit.
And no matter what, Jesus doesn't what, y'all? Jesus doesn't care
if you suck
a dick. If you suck a dick. Suck that dick. Suck it.
Jesus never said one word about sucking a dick in the Bible. I think he would approve, but I don't know.
Yeah. Manifest that dick. Manifest.
Anyway, so Manuel then goes to he agrees to take her to New York with his family, and he's like, I'm just worried she's going to bring up this bruja shit and my family's going to freak the fuck out. And I'm sure that's going to happen. I also want to bring up one thing about he goes to an English class at the library. God bless.
It's pretty funny.
I will say, y'all, Manuel knows a lot more English than, but what he is he's afraid of saying it on camera because he doesn't want to feel stupid. His pride level is like here.
See, I think there's that, but I also think he doesn't want to give that to her.
That's part of it too.
He kind of wants to make her dance around. And
I kind of love him.
I think he's used to women always just saying, yes, sir, give me some more, and doing what he wants.
That's what I'm used to.
And he got the wrong bruja bitch for that, because that is not Ashley.
Yeah, but the thing is, she's going to cave any time it involves sex. And then she's going to freak out the rest of the time. And like, and then she's going to freak out, and then he's going to like, you want me to lay you out? And she's like, yeah, see.
So you in your 20s?
Maybe early 30s.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it went a long time. I know, because I was that bitch. Yeah. So this, there goes this thing, and he's like, I want some chicken and rice. And I will say this. If you're being kind of forced into a linguistic situation where you just don't know, it's a lot. The best way to do this is literally throw him into dinner and into an immersion situation where you have to fucking swim. If you ever learned a language, immersion is the best way. And you're like, I can't fucking say anything. I learned French and German that way, where they just threw me in there. And I learned the word for buck fuck me real fast. Because survival, right?
Thank you, Duolingo over here. Now, we...
Ding, ding!
Now, don't we have a clip of them?
Yes.
Okay.
Gary, roll the clip.
That music.
Necesitamos poner un poco de esto.
¿Qué es eso?
Agua bendita.
Okay, listo.
More magic!
Tomar la clase de inglés esta mañana me frizó el cerebro, pero lo hice por Ashley. Aunque ya le he dicho, ¿por qué? Nos vamos juntos a New York.
Watch carefully.
Se siente estresada. Así que él también. He decidido tomar su baño espiritual.
God, I love how he fucking mocks the shit out of her.
Me convierte en un sapo.
Now, we have to crush up this cascaria. Usar lo para protección.
Pay very close attention to what she mixes this with. Raydon! Raydon Frother!
Amigo, no creo mucho en eso. Voy a seguir la corriente. A ver, ¿a dónde me lleva esta mujer? Voy a seguirle con su locura.
Después somos terminados, vamos a salir de allá.
¿Por qué?
Porque el árbol es especial y yo voy a hacer mucho magic con este
mucho
árbol.
Magic mucho magic con el árbol. Magic.
Perfecto. Conseguir tu árbol.
Mucho loco.
Ok. Vamos a que me saque los diablos.
Let's go get the devil out.
We're doing the ritual bath today because we need to work on Manuel's communication. And I do a lot of spell work under a walnut tree because black walnut kills everything around it.
What is she wearing?
And so I want that tree to just
that looks just like Hair the Harris's muumuu that she wore from her mom.
I love this shit.
Salir tu gorro, salir tu camiseta, me voy a bañarte. Yeah?
Ooh, there's a fucking tarp on the ground. Oh shit, there's raccoons!
Hi. Hi, what are y'all doing?
Getting weird.
Weird. Yeah, yes. Okay. Weird.
He picks up quick, huh?
This is really weird watching this woman throw all kinds of shit on this guy.
Hey, we're just some raccoons hanging out. What are y'all doing down there? Ooh, that looks like some bruja shito.
Is that a Raydon frother?
I think
those
so.
Those are really expensive on the internet.
I love it when you're covered in water. You want to cover me with water, my fellow raccoon? And we can fuck.
I don't like you talking sexy to me, because you're my brother.
Oh. What happens in Rochester stays in Rochester, little bro. This went to a weird place.
Okay, now I'm into it.
That went to a weird area.
I don't know if they should have been brothers.
You didn't yes and that.
I did, but I yes and it for incest, and that was a problem.
Yeah.
Y'all, we're in a weird area. I will say, if you watch gay porn, 98% of it is incest porn at this point.
That we don't need to know. The straight men already.
Someone said, so is straight porn. Okay. This world is fucked. It's all going to end soon. It's fine.
She pours the water over and he's like, muy frío, muy frío. And he's like shaking. They do the bath, and he says, the brown man's going to turn blue. The brown man's going to turn blue, bitch. That I gotta. They are funny. I would love to see them.
No, they're funny. We're inviting them to our Toronto show.
They're not going to come because nobody ever lets anybody come.
Because Rochester is actually the closest to Toronto. It's.
We're going to try to see if we can get Courtney to one of our Florida shows.
Y'all, I tried so hard to get her to Tampa.
God, she's dumb.
Like,
anyway.
If you read the Instagram exchange that I had with her, she was like, how long does it take me to get from Tampa to Orlando? And then she went, I had a baby shower that night. How long do you think it'll be? I have no idea how long your friend's birth baby shower is going to be.
She wanted you to mail her like a Yahoo map. It was bad.
She really is one of the stupidest people I've ever talked to, online or in person.
Yes.
And for that reason, I want her on the show. Because she's spectacular.
She's spectacular.
I think that's all I have to say.
I think that's the show.
Yo, that's the show.
That's the show. I think so.
Literalmente, that's the show.
Literalmente. Okay.
I am so glad we saved Rob and Sophie and Ashley and Manuel
for this show
because, yes.
Y'all, thank y'all for welcoming us back to a tour. We are excited to be back, be on the road. We want to thank everyone at the Crystal Ball. Now, look, I'm not going to say his name, but the general manager is hot and he is gay adjacent. I know it. He is gay adjacent.
People in the bar just perked up and went, oh my God.
If he turned his hat around, I'd be into it. Anyway,
thank you to Clay, thank you to Mark, thank you to Michelle, everybody working tonight at the Crystal Ballroom.
Yes, Joe. Yes,
we love playing here. Thank you to Sam doing merch tonight, y'all.
Yes,
you can still buy our shit, our If You Can Dream It shirts. Which I will say, I had a dream, and a designer we found on Fiverr in Ukraine
made it happen. Made it happen.
He creamed it. He actually told us one time, he's like, sorry, I'm working on this. We had a lot going on today because it was the anniversary of the war.
But.
And I was going to be a bitchy Karen about it.
He was.
And I was like, oh, you and your war.
Yeah. But I will say, who knew who the rock monster was? I said, can you put the rock monster in Kansas with come on him? And he said, from the Neverending Story. And I went, yes.
And that's when I went, we found the right person.
We found the right person.
Because
anyway.
I want cum all over the U.S. Because that's my dream.
Because that's Poodle's dream. Hey, any Sissy Squad members here, we want to thank our mods, Jackie, and we have...
Jala's here tonight!
Our own Jala, one of our head mods, is here tonight. There you are. Thank you. She puts up with all your shit and tells you you cannot post a picture of your dog because y'all will start fighting about dogs.
Because y'all... People fight about dogs.
People fight about fucking dogs. Else. Now, did some solo sissies make some friends tonight?
Yes!
That warms my heart. You are never alone when you're at a reality gay show, y'all.
And if you fall into some type of lesbian relationship with them, that's okay, too.
That's
but
okay.
Don't blame us when it goes south, because a lot of times it does.
It does. It does.
Okay.
We want to thank also our producer, Christina, and Caitlin.
Yes!
Our social media, Caitlin is the boss, and also Patrick, who did all of our, you OG people that remember Patrick, who did all of our art.
Oh, y'all, you ever seen Patrick? He's so hot.
Wow. You got to get it done tonight. You got to get it done.
Y'all, the grinder and the scruff are blowing up.
And you were too tired last night from Italian food.
Yeah.
You fell asleep with your shirt up, didn't you?
You fucked me, ricotta would come up my nostrils. Okay, that was graphic even for me. Wow!
Wow.
There was a woman who just went like this.
Stand up and end this, you slut.
Let's end it. Y'all, okay, here's the thing. This show is dedicated to you guys, as
to
all
our
of
sissies,
our live shows
always.
Are, to our sissies. The best listeners we really could ever
the best.
Ask for.
We're sitting backstage going... I can't believe they're here to see
this.
This
is our second.
It's shocking to us.
This is our second live show. And here's the thing, y'all. This is our second kind of like tour, and I just want you to know, this is what we want to do, And we want to talk to you and connect with you, and you're making it possible for us to do that. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
I say that with complete honesty.
Regardless of ricotta
came out of my nostrils.
Right after ricotta. Whenever we finish up and everything, for people in the VIP, hang tight, and then we'll linger over there.
And everyone
we'll
else get the fuck out. Love you, but that's the way it is. So we feel honored to be here, to be honest. And we're just happy to make you smile, laugh. We get DMs from you guys saying, thanks for making me laugh today. We love those. And because the world is, even though we're kind of out of COVID now, as you can look around, the world is not
ideal.
Not fun.
That's a great way to think about it. In a business meeting is, it's not up to where we'd like to be. But just keep focused on, if you get overwhelmed, keep focusing on what is my happy place. Find your happy, and also find what makes you hopeful. And we always say, if you feel hopeless, take some of our hope.
You can borrow it.
I swear to God, I might be super super like
bitchy.
Pessimistic. But I'm actually a very hopeful person. I promise.
Take some of our hope. If you want to be a slut, take some of our hoe. Whatever. Just take it.
And keep the fuck going,
Queens. Keep going, Queens.
And if you can dream it, you can cream it.
So long, sad times. Go long bad times, we're free of you at last.
Howdy gay days, cloudy gray days, you are now a thing of the past.
We love you, Boston. Forget your troubles.
Happy
come on,
days.
Get happy.
Are here again.
We're gonna chase all your cares away.
Are clear again.
Shout hallelujah.
So
come on,
let's sing
get
a song
happy.
Of cheer again.
We're heading for
happy
the judgment.
Are here again.
Sun is shining.
All
come
together.
On, get happy.
Shout it now.
The Lord is waiting.
There's
to
no
take
one
your
who
hand.
Can doubt it now.
Shout hallelujah.
So
come on,
let's
get
sing
happy.
A song about it now.
We're going to
happy
the promised
land. Here again. Take it, Queen.
We're headed. Cross the river, soon your cares will all be gone.
There'll be no more from now on. From now on.
Forget the troubles, come on, be dead happy. We're gonna chase all
the
your cares
above.
Away.
All clear again.
Shout hallelujah.
Cheer again.
Happy days.
Happy days.
Happy nights.
Happy nights.
Happy days.
Ah. Hail.
Ah.
Yeah. Thank you, Boston.
Thank you, Boston. We love you.
Hit the outro music, Gary. There we go.
Take a bow. Thank you, thank you. Thank you again.
To the booth. Everybody in the place. Thank you guys so much.
Bye, y'all. Oh, you can stay, you can stay.
Sir, right here.
Oh, you in the back can stay.
Somewhere.